joyful viewers. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we have our guest chef here, Mr. Phil Gelb.
Thank you.
Welcome to our show.
It's nice to be here.
What are you going to show us today?
Well, the first thing I'm going to show you today is one of my favorite recipes. It's a pistachio-crusted tempeh with a shiitake mushroom gravy.
Wow, that sounds delicious already.
Very, very tasty.
What ingredients will we need?
Well, first of all, we'll be using tempeh. Tempeh is traditionally from Indonesia. For about 2,000 years, they've been making this product. It's a fermented bean cake. And we'll marinate the tempeh with some garlic, some ginger, some shallot, a little bit of basil, and also tahini, which is a sesame paste. Tahini is originally from the Middle East, from the Arabic and Turkish worlds.
Oh, I see.
So we'll start by chopping up the vegetables. We're going to cut up the basil and the garlic and the ginger in very small pieces for the marinade. Juice one lemon into here.
I see.
And depending on how juicy the lemons are, we may use a second one. So this lemon has a fair amount of juice. So we're looking to get about 2 to 3 tablespoons of lemon juice.
Okay.
And to this, we're going to add about a tablespoon of tahini. And we'll thin that out with a little bit of stock to give it a little more volume of liquid.
So usually you put vegetable stock or mushroom stock?
Usually mushroom and seaweed stock. I mostly make my stock from kombu, which is a seaweed from Japan, and dry shiitake.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so we've mixed up all the ingredients for the marinade, and now we're going to add the tempeh into this. I'm going to add a little bit more of the stock to get a little more volume in here. And we're going to let this marinate for 10 to 20 minutes, you know, minimum. Ideally, you can do this for a couple hours, or even overnight if you have the time for it. Okay, we need a little bit of salt in here, so we're going to add a little bit of shoyu. Shoyu is a traditional method of brewing soy sauce in Japan. It's very important to use traditionally brewed soy sauce, because this way there's no alcohol added or no preservatives added. I'm going to add a little bit of black pepper into here, just for a little bit of zing into it.
Cool.
And that's all. We're going to let this sit for maybe 20 minutes or so, then we're going to bake it in the marinade itself. Mm-hmm. We're then going to take some pistachio nuts, crumble those down, and then coat this with it. The tahini marinade will help mm-hmm. the pistachio stick to this, and we'll bake it a few more minutes with that in as well. Okay, for the shiitake gravy, we'll be using some shallot, some ginger, some garlic. Of course, we'll have some shiitakes, a little bit of cilantro, and we'll saute all these with some sesame oil. Now, you do not want to use toasted sesame oil for sauteing. Toasted sesame oil is simply for seasoning at the end of a dish, but sesame oil, non-toasted, is good for frying and for sauteing at low heats. We will also then season with some shoyu, the Japanese soy sauce, and for sweetening up the sauce a little bit, we will use some almond syrup.
I see.
So first we're going to cut our garlic and our ginger and shallot into small pieces.
Did you start cooking when you were young?
Yeah, about 5 years old, my grandmother's kitchen. Helping my grandmother cook some Eastern European Jewish dishes. So for the shiitakes, we're going to cut them up into also a small dice. We're going to be pureeing the entire sauce afterwards. But for equal cooking, you want to have your vegetables in the same size pieces. All right, so we're going to saute our vegetables. We're going to start by adding about 2 tablespoons of sesame oil. And now we're going to first saute the garlic, the ginger, and the shallots for about 30 seconds by themselves.
Wow, I can smell the fragrance already. Yeah.
Yeah, all you have to do is add garlic or ginger or shallot oil, and all of a sudden you get wonderful, wonderful aromas, and everybody in the house will start getting hungry. Or hungrier, shall we say. Now, after about 30 seconds or so, we will add our mushrooms to this. Now, the mushrooms will absorb the oil very quickly, so you want to immediately stir the pot to coat everything equally with the oil and the garlic that's in there.
I see.
Okay, this is going to saute for maybe 2 to 3 minutes. We're going to stir it maybe every 30 seconds or so to keep it evenly cooking. So we're going to cook this until the mushrooms are slightly wilted, so you can still see it, but you can still see the regular form here. We want them to be a little bit flatter, a little bit more, get a little more of the moisture out of them. Mm-hmm. For stocks, I use dried mushrooms almost exclusively, and when I make mushroom sauces or mushroom dishes, I almost always use fresh ones. So you can make this same kind of sauce using morel mushrooms or oyster mushrooms or chanterelle mushrooms. One of the reasons I'm presenting shiitakes today is I love the flavor of shiitakes. They're very, very popular, very, very common ingredient that can be cultivated. Therefore, they're everywhere in the world pretty much. You can use a portobello mushroom, you can use a crimini mushroom. I wouldn't recommend the white mushrooms, so they don't really have much flavor to them. I'm going to add about 2 tablespoons of shoyu. About a tablespoon of almond syrup, and the almond syrup will give a nice sweetness to this. And a little bit of black pepper is always a nice addition. Now, if you like things very spicy, you can add some Sichuan peppercorns. You can also add some chili peppers as well to make it a really hot dish if you want to make a spicier sauce. Now I'm going to puree the sauce that we made, the gravy here. So I'm going to take the mushrooms that are cooked and seasoned, add them to a food processor, and then we're going to add the chopped cilantro to this. This way it stays nice and fresh and vibrant. The aroma and the flavor will be very, very powerful this way. Now we're going to process the sauce until it's very smooth. To add enough stock to get the desired consistency, which is a gravy consistency, slightly thick but not too runny. Okay, so here's our shiitake gravy. You may want to keep the sauce warm before you serve it, so if so, keep it on a very, very low heat in a little saucepan. Our tempeh has been marinating for a while. We are now going to place it in a 350-degree temperature oven and bake it for approximately 10 minutes. Now, should we go for a walk in the garden?
Sure, let's have a walk and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
So we have pistachio here. You like to use raw ones or toasted ones?
We're going to start with raw ones, and often I will toast my nuts before I cook them in different dishes. But however, since these are going to go onto the tempeh, they're going to get toasted in the oven already. So again, we'll take our food processor, put our pistachios inside of here. And we're just going to grind those down for a moment here. And now, rather than have half pistachios, we have small pieces of pistachios.
Oh, finer grains.
This will now become a crust for our tempeh, because now that the tempeh has been baking in the marinade, we're going to add this on top of it, and then bake it again, get it nice and golden brown, and get the nutty, really nice, nutty, roasted flavors come out. Ah, so the oven is ready. We are beeping. We are now going to add the pistachios. We're going to spread the chopped pistachios all over the top of the tempeh. And then we're going to put it back in the oven again for another 5 minutes. So now it's out of the oven. You can see the pistachios have really gotten nice and golden brown. And the tempeh still has some moisture because there's still some marinade in there. So what we're going to do now is take this out of the tray, slice into pieces, and put it on. We have a little bit of arugula and radicchio salad, and we'll place it on top of there.
Wonderful.
Now, to present this, we're just simply going to cut it in half, turn it to the side, and cut down some strips. Okay, so we're going to take our shiitake gravy now and put this on top of our pistachio tempeh.
Beautiful.
And now this is ready to serve. And you can serve this by itself. You can add a sautéed vegetable, like a nice green vegetable would be nice, like rapini or broccolini could work. Mm-hmm. Cauliflower could work. You know, just use your imagination. Mm-hmm. And it should be fun. Food should always be fun. Shall we try?
Sure. I'm all in the mood of tasting this. Mmm. It's so rich. Delicious.
Thank you.
That gravy is so nice.
Very, very, very earthy. Mushroom flavors are always, I love mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Mmm. And the crust is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it adds a lot of color to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tempeh is very gray and mushrooms are very gray. So when we plate this, we tend to add some colorful vegetables. So I have a little arugula, a little bit of radicchio, add the green and the purple there. And of course, the pistachios add a beautiful golden color as well.
Mmm. You gotta try this at home. It's so beautiful. Thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.